We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
One thing that you mentioned to me after the draft that I couldn't help but just hear again when Ron Rivera addressed the media this morning. Did you catch? He was asked about the secondary. And what coaches do this time of year is they just, you ask one question about one player, they're just going to talk about the whole damn position group. That's how Ron just told us that Chris Paul might play tackle.
That's the way you keep people from trying to figure out exactly what you're thinking.
Well, I think we learned a little bit of what he was thinking, and I'm circling back to a conversation you and I had after the draft. When Ron was talking about all the options in the secondary, you know, he kind of went player by player, and I think they've got a lot of good players in the secondary.
Yeah.
But when he talked about Benjamin St. Juice, he said, if we can keep him on the field.
Yeah.
And I think if Ron is mentioning that in June, it's clearly on their mind. And when players ask, or when fans rather ask, how can these guys go DB in the first two rounds of the NFL draft? I think that Benjamin St. Juice staying healthy factor was absolutely a part of things.
Exactly. And remember when we talked about the Benjamin St. Juice thing, and like, I love the guy on the field.
Yeah.
But you have to be on the field. And when he got the concussion aspect, I'm like, okay. You get one concussion, you get a second. People are more concerned about that than anything else. Because the fact that there's so much uncertainty, even the medical profession doesn't know everything about a concussion. And I think a lot of teams, they look at it like, okay, a guy get one, he could be great all week. And Saturday morning or Sunday morning wakes up and can't play. He could be good and go out in a pregame and have one of those, like, a little form tackle, boom, and he could get he can't play. So I think the concussion thing scares people more than even knee injuries now.
Well, knee injuries, I mean, I'm not even doing a bit here outside of the lingering effects of Chase Young. For most knee injuries, for most people, and it's certainly not all, you never know, but for most people, they're able to come back. And the timelines have been kind of sped up, and the return to form, maybe you're able to get back on the field and you're 80%, but usually by the following season, you're all the way back.
Yep.
Concussions,
but see, that concussion thing,
you can't control, right?
You can pass the test. Like you ever heard sometime when we had guys, they say, no, it wasn't a concussion. And then the guy shows up Wednesday, practice, Thursday, practice, Friday, he didn't practice. He had concussion-like symptoms. But he didn't have them Wednesday and Thursday. So it is too uncertain, you know, with that type of thing. And I think that really affects people. I told you, back in the day, it was always about the spine. Because when a guy had a back or a spine injury, they always believe what the guy said more than they just believe anything else, because it could not be a bad one day, and the next day you can barely move. The concussion thing is the same way as the spine. That's the new spine routine. When a guy say he has a spine thing back in the day, he's on practice squad or injury reserve for the whole damn year. They can't just let him go. Same thing with a concussion.
And, I applaud that they're trying to make sure people's brains stay safe. Like, I'm not knocking any of it. I think you gotta consider when they went DB in the second round, when they were offensive linemen there that probably would have made sense, and they went defensive back anyway. I think that is a telling part of And they released Bobby McCain. They've since released Cam Dantzler. I think they've identified the guys they like. I also think, not to make this too much about St. Juice, mm-hmm. like I also think they realized, okay, our depth in the secondary, particularly at corner, is awful, and we can't be in a situation where Wild Goose and Castro Fields have to start for us. If yeah. they are our bottom of the roster practice squad guy, okay. But, like, we can't go into week 9 against, I don't know who they're playing week 9, Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, and we got Wild Goose out there. That just can't be the plan. Now, if so now you got a situation where you go Fuller, BSJ, Forbes, Kwan, probably Danny Johnson at that point. Like, that's just such a more cohesive, professional, perhaps very good unit. Because mm-hmm. I think the excitement around Emmanuel Forbes is legitimate and deserved. I think, you know, all they're doing is passing out here. So we're not getting a really good look at Fedarian Mathis or something, yep. right? But Forbes has looked good. I'd say Quan Martin has looked good, not as good as Forbes. But what you always got to worry about with the real speed guys, the burners that impress everybody at the combine, is it game speed or is it straight line speed?
Mm-hmm.
Watching Forbes now for a few weeks, it's game speed. I mean, it's that kid's legit. Could there be some physicality things? Sure. But say he's probably 170, 175, somewhere in there by now, and a offensive scheme gets put together that he's sitting in a soft zone and a tight end comes over there. He's not going to physically be able to handle that. But, like,
but
I don't know that
if you could read the play and break on the ball, you don't need to physically handle the tight end.
Slap right, but what I was I agree with that. But, two, there's not a lot of corners that can.
Yeah.
Like, would it make a real difference if he was 185 or 175 if the guy he's going against is 230?
Nope.
You know what I mean?
You remember, what was the guy, they used to always use him in New England, used to use, what was the guy up there?
You're not talking about Gronk, are you?
No, they shut down corner.
Oh, Revis?
They would put Revis on tight ends a lot. Those tight ends still caught the ball on him. He made the tackle, but they caught the ball on him. They used their bodies on him, blocked him out, got the ball, he tackled him, but still. And Revis was a big guy.
Yeah. A series of very important dates will be the middle of August when the Commanders practice against the Ravens, the Ravens preseason game, which is a Monday nighter, which I think will be our best glimpse at what this team's actually going to look like, and then Halloween. I'll explain what I mean when we return. Don't go anywhere. It's P. Mitch and Finley. Coming up at 11, Brendan Porath from the Fried Egg Golf Channel is going to join us to talk about everything going on, live, PGA, hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy, and also, do they get all that money still? Because I was hearing that they may not
get
them.
I bet they don't.
They probably won't get all that cheddar.
Whatever they got up front, they get. And whatever they've been paid so far, they get. But that joint is dissolving. Things dissolve.
Hey, listen.
They go.
They know how to work it, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. You know who was right about everything?
Ooh.
Phil Mickelson. we're going to get into all that.
He right. He gets all his money. He'll get all his money. He ain't right.
Yeah, but he's also the PG. He was like, the tour's going to have to change, and now they have. 10 minutes. We're going to get into all of it. Real quick, though. I think the most important series of dates in the relative immediate future are these practices against the Ravens and then the game, the Monday night preseason game against Baltimore. Ron's made it pretty clear that's when they're going to really have a good idea on what they got and how. And I think Howell's your week one starter almost no matter what, unless it looks really bad.
Yeah.
But I think that will be our best indication, is that 2 days of practice and then that game. Does that sound about right to you?
It sounds right. And I love the fact that they're playing against the Ravens and practicing against them, because that has always historically been a very good defensive team, and they are well prepared. So if we can go out there and look well against them offensively and defensively, because defensively they will test us. They will have some hard-nosed dudes running right up the gut, you know, and figuring out what our D-line is. So, yeah, you can find out a lot by them playing against the Ravens.
I totally agree. Now, I should have clarified. That's on the field what's most important. Now, the most important thing out here in 20 years is going to be whenever the NFL convenes everybody. Josh Harris is meeting with the NFL Finance Committee today. They're going to iron out all the little wrinkles in the deal. They're going to get this thing done. Eventually, they're going to bring all the NFL owners together for a vote. My guess is it's August-ish. I've heard all sorts of things on the timeline. We don't really know. Mm-hmm. That'll be what's most important. But on the field, Howell's performance against the Ravens. Then we get into the regular season. If it is Howell, hell, even if it's Brissett. I saw something from Albert Breer this morning in Sports Illustrated that I found really pretty interesting and really pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL trade deadline is probably going to be November 1st or 2nd. They haven't announced it yet, but it's going to be right after Halloween. You're going to have, by then, definitely new ownership.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have, by then, a real understanding of what this team, the 2023 Commanders, is.
Mm-hmm.
By Halloween, you're going to be 8 weeks into the season. With the trade deadline looming the day or two after, should the Commanders be 5-3, full steam ahead? Let's go win some games. Let's win a playoff game. Mm-hmm. Let's host a playoff game, right? That'll be the mindset.
Oh, yeah.
Should the Commanders be 4-4? All right, we'll see. 3-5, probably still okay, we'll see, especially if Howell's showing you something.
Yeah.
But, B, if this team gets to Halloween at 2-6, at 1-7, I don't think that's going to happen. But they have a much more winnable – they have many more winnable games in the first half of the schedule than the back half. I'd put Cardinals, Broncos, Bears, Falcons, even Giants. Like they can compete with all those teams. But if things go bad, if four new starters on this line are proved inept, or the injuries stack up, or Howell's no good, or the fluctuation we've seen in defensive rankings and defensive performance goes back the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm.
All those things, and we get to Halloween, B. And you got a new owner who didn't hire anybody that's in this building, and it doesn't look good, and you've got an owner with a documented track record of playing for the future, which is an incredibly kind synonym for tanking.
Yeah, but I just think that
things could get interesting.
It could get interesting, but I think in football, it's not that easy.
Totally. Because no matter what, you got 50 guys that are – fighting for their jobs.
Yeah.
Of an NFL roster, 75-80% of them are unsure they'll be in the league next year. That's just the reality.
Yeah.
But you could get to October and a directive come from above, hey, anybody that's in a walk year, anybody that might net us something in the draft, let's explore it because we're 2-6. And this thing looks like it's shot for this year, and we're really excited about next year when we get to fully take over. And I do think maybe it's a small possibility, maybe it's a real possibility. I think fans have to somewhat be cognizant of how different things could go if they get off to a slow start this year. Mm-hmm. This isn't Dan in the last 10 years of his ownership, I would say. He got very, very patient with coaches. And some might suggest it's because he didn't want to have to buy out contracts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's going to be the case with a new guy showing up with a group that's worth $50 billion and a directive to get a new stadium built and fill up the current stadium they're in.
Probably not. But I just think that to assume they're going to start trying to rebuild real quick, that's hard to do, brother.
Oh, yeah. A lot of it will depend on what happens.
Yeah, it's it'd be a little treacherous.
It'd be a great year to not start slow.
Yeah.
There's a trend of starting slow. It'd be a great year.
This would be a good year to hit the ground running. As I always say, start fast because you have a history of being able to play strong down the stretch.
Yep.
Start a little faster and then play strong. You end up in the playoffs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.